Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello and welcome. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. It's great to have you on the show today. You know, symptoms are the clues in our world that teach us and tell us where we're off base. Does that make sense? Symptoms are the clues that teach us and tell us where we're off base. So, for instance, if you have a sore back, and you've had that sore back for a while, there's something going on inside of you that's calling attention to your back so that it will heal. Now, of course, what will happen is if you don't pay attention to it, eventually it'll either increase and the pain will increase, or it might move to another part of your body. Because I guess the brain's telling you, yeah, you're not giving me attention I need in this. We're going to go over here to see if you pay attention here. So some of you have that. You have pain moving around your body, and it's yourself, your soulful self, your higher self, trying to get your attention to be able to notice what you might need to heal. Now, this happens on a mental, emotional, a physical levels, even spiritual levels. And so it's important to discern maybe what's going on. Sometimes if you are having difficulties addressing what's going on in your life, right? We just came after an election. Some of you were very upset, and some of you were very upset and recovered quickly because you've got into your emotions. You noticed what needed to change, heal, develop, or grow. You rose back up, I would say, to the surface of your life, to the presence of your power, and you felt empowered again, and you moved on. Others didn't do that. They went into trauma or drama or stress or, you know, any other things, and they're either going to notice that and change it and heal it, or they're going to suppress it somewhere, sometimes with drugs or alcohol or sex or any number of food, you know, overeating or, you know, undereating. There's a whole bunch of ways we can suppress things. But eventually, it always comes back to heal, to get our attention again. Does that make sense? I hope it does. Because I have a beautiful guest today, and she has a book called Gliding You Home. And on our path to going home, we really get to grow. We get to notice. We get to change. We get to, you know, there's nothing in this world that I know of that you can't heal given the right solutions, right? Given the right understanding. And quite frankly, it's always a quest to go within yourself to start to learn, to grow, develop, and see what your soul is trying to help you to move through. So that's what we're talking about today. I hope this is a important subject that you won't just kind of poo-poo, but you really listen with intention today so that you can move past anything that's going in your life, okay? Anything. In business, in your business, things may not be working out the way you want in business, in your finances, in your career, in your health, in your fitness, in your relationships. All of this stems from causes. So there's cause and effect. A lot of times the challenges that you're having are the effects of the cause. We want to get to the cause in this show. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to introduce you to my beautiful guest who will be here in just a moment. We'll be right back. Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Kendi Foster. I'm so glad you're here joining us today on the Heal It Show. My guest today is Daniela Buhrmann. Buhrmann. Mm-hmm. Buhrmann. Yeah, I got it right second time. Daniel, welcome to the show. It's so good to have you.
Thank you so much, Ken. It's a pleasure to be with you today and share with your audience.
For those of you that don't know Daniela, her expertise spans many different fields, from psychology to emotional intelligence, trauma-sensitive mindfulness, personality profiles, communication, positive psychology. In her multifaceted roles as a corporate consultant, trainer, transformational speaker, international teacher, life mastery coach, and best-selling author, she has made impactful contributions to, in my opinion, anybody that's been in her energy field. Her achievements include receiving honors such as the SEMA Global Award and the 100 Woman Global Award, which further reinforced her dedication to excellence. And there's so much more. When I read these bios, I go, oh my goodness. If we could just, we're trying to encapsulate everything that you've done in a paragraph. And it's like, that's pretty next to impossible with an infinite being such as yourself.
You did wonderful, Ken.
Well, what started you on this journey of, I guess, maybe you already knew yourself. I know I didn't. Maybe finding yourself or finding your purpose or finding your passion in life. What started you on that journey?
Well, Ken, from a very early time in my life, I always had this inner drive. It was just this inner purpose and drive of that life was just really beyond what the eyes could see. There was just this never-ending passion that I still feel, thank God, amidst sometimes challenges that would just push me forward. And one big reason was I was looking around in my world as a child, and I thought, why aren't people recognizing the gift that we've been given? Of course, I didn't really know how to word it, but it was sort of like, we've been given this much and we just live this little. And so the expansion and becoming like almost like an expression facilitator for people to live their authentic self, the gift that they've been bestowed upon or been ordained with as they broke through the veil and came through the birth channel and then out into the world, And so for me, the task, Ken, was more to tap into where do you want me to go then with all of this? Because as just a human cell, you know, I certainly didn't know where that was. And neither did my parents, even though I was always quite purpose-driven. Yeah. So,
well, you know, it's interesting because we're just starting to, in this world, for the masses, be able to have language to talk about what you experienced, I experienced, so many of us experienced. I didn't really have the language. So, you know, we're the quantum scientists, the neuroscientists, those that study quantum physics, quantum mechanics, even general science, all have understood that now, you know, we are connected to, on a micro level and a macro level, to everything in the universe, right? And of course, that's, you know, the seen and the unseen. And so we have this multidimensional self, right, that is unseen, but is here with us. We have the three-dimensional self. We can feel, taste, touch, and smell. Those are our senses with this 3D experience. But we have a multidimensional self. And I think a lot of people don't realize that that's part of them. And it's not separate from that. It's not something out here. It's something everywhere. And when we start to reconnect with that, I would say miracles, magic, and synchronicity are possible in everybody's life.
Yes, absolutely. That's such a great way of putting it. It's becoming a more integrated self, you see. But I think oftentimes that's probably why I work a lot with presence with my clients. Once a person becomes more present to who they are in their life, to how they are with other people, and how they come across, they start to create from a present sense of awareness, because most of us otherwise create from a past present state of awareness, which is, of course, tapped into conditioning. Right. But when we become fully present at that time, we can start to integrate, which is why I often work with folks on integrating that and then introducing other dimensional perspectives. And then suddenly they can hold on to those and go, oh, wow, I did not realize that, because they're able to step out of the shell that's the human self. And they're able to go over there in the multidimensional component of who they are and then bring it in and merge it into the infinity figure of who they are.
And, you know, I think one of the pieces a lot of people don't get is that when you are able to do the work that Daniela is talking about, your consciousness expands. It doesn't go back. It expands, and you now have more access to more of yourself. And I think that's one of the key components here of this work that you do. Now, Daniela works with dolphin energy, with the consciousness of the dolphins. And I want to take a little dive into that for a second, Daniela. Working with the dolphins, why did you choose the dolphins? Did they choose you either way to start to work with that energy? Why is that?
Why is that? Who chose who? I love that question. That's a great question, Ken. You know, like I said earlier, I never got into this work. I think from, you know, breaking through the veil, I was always in this line of work some way or another, because I always had this tremendous love for life, and this, I always felt this tremendous interconnectedness, but I also felt disconnected from other people because they were not disconnected, except my father. He was quite connected, and he always seems to make it into these podcasts somehow. He was the first love of my life,
and
he's no longer with us, but he's always chiming in, like I said. But I think it had to do with the joy and the dynamism that joy has, when joy is not just a passion, but it is an energy that springs from you, that resonates from you inherently as your being. Because, of course, I go through up and downs like the rest of us. So I think as I've been evolving in my life and leaving my country, Switzerland, behind, which is where I was born and raised, coming over here to the United States and getting on the real evolutionary train or speedboat at times. There were many phases of evolution, even my body being upgraded and feeling quite bogged down with a lot of pain and physical symptoms. And when I was at the low point where I felt like I'd sort of hit my limit, because my physical vehicle needed to expand, it needed to go further to where my human ego self was holding the limits. So I needed to really surrender with compassion and drop into that infinity. And the dolphins provided that infinity when I had a near-death experience or something along that line of when I just completely surrendered my ego, they were able to sweep in. And then when they swept in, they were able to whirl me around and I saw, oh yeah, it's exactly how I always imagined it would be. And so because their energy is joyful, playful, loving, and very directive. And they're sort of telling me, well, your energy is sort of similar. It's intense.
Well, I've got to take a break, but when we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into working with others and working with their energy fields and working with how to. One of the things you just said is you had to expand your physical presence, I think are the words you used, so that you had more capacity. And I think people go, wow, how do you do that? So we're going to take a dive into that when we come back.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I'll be right back with my guest, Daniela Buhlmann, in just a second. But I wanted to encourage you to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel and tell your family and friends about this show. This show is meant for you to be able to see things that you've never been able to see before and do things that would maybe have been impossible for you, probably. And so that you can expand your consciousness, learn how to go within your own self and heal your body, your mind, your mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and be able to have more joy and happiness in your life. If you like that, then pass it on. That's how we do. We pass it on to somebody you love. All right, here we go. Daniela, the dolphin characteristic, I was thinking about the dolphins when you're saying, and I was in Hawaii with my granddaughter and She was about 10 years old at the time. We swam out in a place called Two Step in the Big Island. And the dolphins, that's where the dolphins would come in to sleep. And you could go out there a certain time of day before they went to sleep and they play with them. And I'll never forget the spinner dolphins. They loved the child energy. They would be spinning and jumping over my granddaughter's head. It just incredible energy. But here's what I remember the most with those experiences with the dolphins that I've had is that dolphin energy. You remember I said we're all connected. You know, we've proven this scientifically. Everything and everybody is connected. That energy field would stay with me for a long time. And meaning several days, I'd feel joy. I'd feel happiness. I'd feel upbeat. I'd feel optimistic. I was like, what the heck? Just being in a playful state and increasing that state. But there's something that happened with that dolphin energy. It, you know, dolphins carry a high resolution, a high vibration, a high frequency. And when we can tune ourselves into that, we can change. You're taking that energy and you're using that to help people change. How does that, tell me about that. Tell me about the process. Tell me about how that works.
Sure. So it's not a one-fits-all process, of course. It's very much has to do with each individual and how their makeup is at the time and what they're ready for. And the dolphin energy is very much in tune, as you just mentioned, with individual energy. They can differentiate, just like when they're swimming in the ocean, they can very much differentiate each other from very far distances. And so what happens is when I start working with somebody, it may not be initially that I even talk about the dolphin consciousness, but it is that they are asking me to adapt my energy to that individual and bring in a different vibration. A vibration that this person is more readily able to tap into, whether that is joy or oftentimes actually what they use, Ken, is they assist me in helping clients to move from rigidity into adaptability, into flow, or what they like to call the joy flow state, which then, of course, creates a tremendous dynamic of, instead of taking action, whether it's in business or in your personal life that you think you ought to do, but then you start to take a mindful, deliberate, and inspired action. Mm-hmm. And that's a very different kind of action than if you are working from a disconnected place and you're just functioning from programming. So their energy is quite practical. You know, but like I said, it doesn't. Sometimes I actually work with the book directly with a client, and other times I work with my other book, which is High Performance Without Pain, a 7-step blueprint to reclaim your vibrant life and get even more done. That works with the 7 habits, and the first habit being presence.
Okay. Well, here, you know, it's. Some people are just, and I love what you say, that flow. What came to my mind was people that are stubborn. You know, in the past, we actually looked at somebody that was stubborn as that would be a good quality, right? They just stubborn. They knew their boundaries. They knew what they wanted. They were going to go get it and that type of thing. Today in our world, with the information that just comes on the planet every single day, if you're in that place and you're just this stubborn person, it's gotta get painful, I would think. That's just my thought.
That's exactly right. And I've oftentimes, particularly with my CEOs that I've worked with or business people, that is a trait that they most of the time embody. And, you know, including myself, I would not call myself a stubborn individual. However, there is a difference, and the pivot is to become purpose-driven, right? Like, what purpose are you actually serving? Stubborn is just holding on to something that perhaps is no longer moving forward, right? That is no longer pivoting. But adaptability starts to pivot, whether that is in professional, what's the next step to take, or in relationships, or in reevaluating your business toward the end of the year. It's a very different quality to be able to pivot. Like, you know, the dolphins or the salmon doesn't, you know, go up the stream. You know, they think that's a really human concept. They go down the stream. They go with what flows. So it's finding that alignment and finding your internal flow. That then, so then we don't, we really no longer address stubbornness, but we then just really move more into a, what's the next phase of the pivot phase?
Yeah. That's good. What's the book you've written, the newest book is called Guiding You Home. And let's talk about this a little bit. Guiding us home. Where's our home? What does that mean, guiding us home?
Well, gliding you home. It was an, yes, no worries. It was an interesting title. And they, again, they pretty much gave me that title. And my editor goes, well, I'm not sure about that title. There's going to be all sorts of other things that are going to come up on Amazon. But they were, that's the title that they wanted. So, you know, again, this is our earth home, right? Going back to the interspecies, interdimensional communication and connection. So gliding you home, oftentimes, if you think of people going to church and praying or people in a more meditative state, this is for anyone. It doesn't exclude anyone. But when we move more inward into that state of unity, there's a feeling that we connect with. And that feeling oftentimes is one of letting go, one of feeling a sense of strong belonging, a sense of you're seen, you are heard, you are connected to your soul. And of course, the human life and the way life works doesn't disconnects us oftentimes from that. But that is the longing, hence the globe that the dolphins swim around. And so gliding you home is about those steps of how the old paradigm is really starting to wing out. It's like it's no longer working. And we don't even have to go to the political scene or the worldly stage. We can look at our own life and the way we are relating or no longer relating. And the less we resist that process, the easier it's going to go. So it's this book is really a blueprint from when you start to lose your mind, figuratively speaking, to, oh, wow, this is no longer what I thought it would be like. You know, to be willing to.
Very good. It's interesting because the mind is one tool that we have to navigate the world, right? We also have things called intuition. We have a lot of we have instinct. We have a lot, we have different tools. Some of us are very empathic. Some of us are clairaudient, clairvoyant. There's a lot of tools that we have to use when we get out of the mind. We get out of mind. So when I come back from the break, in the book, you discuss the importance of releasing old patterns and beliefs. And I'd like to get some practical steps from my audience today about how they can shed the past conditioning so that they can step into this new you that we're really talking about. It's not just a new you. I always say it this, you know, you've taken on beliefs, traumas, dramas, guilt, shame, remorse, whatever you've taken on. And it's like this rust over the real you. And now we got to take this rust off so you can shine. So that's what we're going to talk about as soon as I get back from this break. We'll be right back. Back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Daniela Buhmann, and we're talking about you. We're talking about the evolution of you and how you can step into a greater sense of yourself. Daniela, let's talk about practical ways people can shed layers of the past.
Yes, so layers of the past, what does it originally have to do with, Ken? It has to do with patterns, right? And beliefs, ultimately thoughts, a thought that you keep on thinking that turns then into a belief. So when you start to take a look at the patterns in your life, I'd like for you to imagine that you are picking the one pattern, meaning a repetitive thought, which has turned into a habit. And habits oftentimes, unless you're very mindful, become subconscious, meaning you're just doing it. You don't even realize you're doing it. So oftentimes, when you start to pay attention, become more mindful, where you start to move into automaticity, I like to call it, or autopilot, which behavior do you feel that you can call typically automatic to when something happens in your life, that you automatically have a certain response, right? So that is a pattern. And Patterns No More is actually a chapter in the book. And when you become aware of these patterns, you start to realize it is something that you've actually set into place in parts, of course, outside of upbringing, outside of societal conditioning. And so simply starting to pay attention to what those negative patterns are, because they're positive things that you do, that will then help you to pivot. So I'd like for you to picture that you have the left side of your brain and then the right side of your brain, okay? And so the left side of your brain, I'd like for you to picture that you're in the pod right there. And then there is the center point, which is your power center. And then there is the right part of you, and that is the new envisioned soul purpose you, the one that takes and lives life from the seat of your soul. So when you close your eyes for a moment and you picture your life on that left-hand side, and you can see how automatically you're enacting your life from getting up in the morning to going to bed to your interactions. And then I'd like for you to put that on pause. So push the pause button right now in your mind and step into the center point. Imagine it being an infinity symbol horizontally. And from there, that is your neutral point, your power center. And from there, picture that you can swim and tap in to a new stream of consciousness regarding this specific pattern, or perhaps it is more generic than that. And within that, allow, as you flow into that, a new rhythm and a flow to become part of your mental makeup, from which you then start to relate as you can, as you're still practicing, go from the left, which is the old, the past, to the center point, which is the neutral, and to the right, which is the new, conscious, envisioned part of you, who you are now, living your life from the seat of your soul.
I'm really glad I asked you to do that. That's a powerful exercise. I visualized that as I was going with you. And I hope my audience has listened to that. If you're driving, maybe this isn't what you want to do. But if you, when you get home, replay this and visualize what Daniela is talking about. You know, the part that I love was that we centered in the infinity. And when we really get the concept of the infinite within ourselves, which is ever expansive, ever powerful, ever new bliss, ever conscious, we can then move that into that next energy center of the visualization of where we are now. So it's very powerful. And thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. Yeah, I like the net. Go ahead.
And it's important to find that neutral point, you know, in the center, where you refine that power center from which you become that scale in a way. And you can start to, oh, which feels better? Is it this or is this? Well, this I'm really used to, Danielle. I'm going to the left. So going into that neutral point really gives you then, it's almost like the springboard to go into the other, where you're giving yourself permission to live life in alignment and guided by the seat of your soul.
I love that. Well, you know, in the book, and I want to put the book back up on the screen here for a second. In the book, I know you address emotions too, because, you know, sometimes people go through, you know, I mentioned in the monologue that, you know, we had an election, people going through a lot of different emotions. And it doesn't take an election to do that. I can say, you know, you can be in his life circumstances instantly and you're going into these emotions. And sometimes they're very positive, but other times they're not positive in their old patterns, like you said, and they're difficult to release quickly for an individual. How can we be with our emotions in a more powerful way?
Do you mind if I read a little bit from the book?
Yeah, let's do that. Read it a little bit. And by the way, I want my listening audience, it's Gliding You Home, and it's A Dolphin Dream, A New Earth, of a New Earth, A Dolphin Dream of a New Earth. And so it's that place within ourselves that we're dreaming this new vision, this new, gosh, a beautiful, a dolphin dream of a new earth. Can't hardly wait to read that. That's awesome. Okay. I just want to tell you. I just got it. I was like, oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. I enjoy watching you and see how you're connecting the dots and linking. And that is what we're all supposed to do, is to forgo what was, not as it was bad, it's just getting outdated. And then linking things. And then you see the pattern of your own web as it keeps on changing.
So
emotion messengers. Awakening and recognizing the real.
By the way, I'm sorry we're running up to a pattern here, but I do have to take a quick break one last time, and then we'll come right back and we'll go through this.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, checking in with a little joy today. How are you? I'm here with Daniela Buhman, and we're talking, right now we're talking about emotions and how to maybe master those emotions in a better way, or at least be with them in a better way. Yeah, go ahead.
So in the book, from the book, Gliding You Home, A Dolphin's Dream of a New Earth, there is a chapter and it's called Emotion, E-Motion Messengers, Awakening and Recognizing the Real Feeling You. So feel free to, if you're listening or watching, put your left hand on your heart and your right hand on your belly button. And just take a deep breath. And as you inhale and exhale, just breathe all the way through your face, down into your body and through your feet, grounding with Mother Earth. Feelings are your personal messengers, helping you fine-tune and navigate the terrains of your life. They're meant to flow and move through you to keep you real and authentic on your journey. Don't shoot or disregard this previous messenger, for it only has your highest good at heart. And the heart indeed is the guardian of your tears, allowing the river thereof to find its own organic way to flow and to flow through you naturally. The tendency is to get too heady and allow the monkey mind to take over, pretending to be the big hero, sorceress, or rescuer. When you learn to journal and recognize feelings such as, I feel lost, I feel like it's futile, I feel overwhelmed, I feel powerful, I feel energized, you allow your feelings to become part of your internal emotional guidance system and dialogue, directly communicating with you instead of cutting off your nose despite your face. An inner compass just like we use to navigate throughout the waters of the ocean, honoring our inner sonar and the rippling effects we have upon those within our proximity. You're learning to trust and become real between what is actually you and a preconditioned or perceived notion of you, or the noise head chatter of your head, serving as part of your micromanaging ego-centered control system, but not for your highest good. This indeed takes practice, yet it is so essential to not get lost in the muck and mire of your life and evolution as you know it.
That's beautiful. Wow. Thank you for that, Daniela. So
you're welcome.
There's I like with the work that you've done, where you're bringing in this gentleness, this kindness to ourselves, this place where we can allow ourselves to be in a higher state of energy or vibration. Yeah, you know, I guess frequency is what I want to say. So that we can allow ourselves to be, as you said, gliding our way home. And I get the gliding part. You know, so if you look at most people's lives, if you were put them on an oscilloscope, it'd go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, as opposed to this beautiful just wave that is flowing across our lives. And we can live from that place. I think all of us live from that place in moments, but the key is to expand those moments on a consistent basis so that they get longer and longer. And, you know, I love that part where what I was hearing is when one, you know, Shakespeare said, you know, be true to yourself, know yourself, right? And it's that piece. You know, we have to know what is ourself, right? What is this multidimensional right. self, and not just the 3D self, not just the mind? Yeah.
Yes. And for that, it really does require deep compassion and surrender. And there's actually a chapter in that book that talks about that deep compassion and surrender. And I personally went through that also. Yeah. Because I couldn't write this stuff unless I started to integrate some of these things. And of course, I'm still doing it. But that, because it's a continual process, like you now were talking at the beginning, it's continuing to bring in that self-compassion. Because you can't beat a horse to the finishing race, the finishing line. It just doesn't work. It's the way of the old world. And it's still happening out there, of course. You can see it on every stage. But it's no longer for those of us that have embarked upon a consciousness journey.
Well, consciousness is changing. And it's we are evolving. We are growing. There is an upshift in consciousness taking place. And one of the ways that we can do this is through higher knowledge. And higher knowledge is what Daniela Buhman has in her new book, Gliding Us Home. So, yeah, because what happens with that, as she would say, we have a higher oscillating experience state of being than we normally do going through the 3D world. And the key again is, you know, getting that that knowledge, that wisdom, so that we can start to ascend in greater ways and upshift our thinking, and upshift our life. You know, it's been a wonderful conversation, but we are out of time. So I want to ask you, before I ask you this, I want to let my listening audience know that you can go and see Daniela at danielabuhman.com. That's danielabuhmann.com. You can find her there, and you can find her book on Amazon and anywhere great books are sold. Final thoughts.
So final thoughts, don't make too much of it. It's important to just be playful about it. Each time we log into a perspective, we've locked ourselves in. And it's, imagine, it's almost like you are going backwards in your car. And so don't make too much of it. Just flow with how you are evolving and start to become an excellent surfer of your own tide, not anyone else's, your own tide. And as you do that, that tide will glide you home inward into the sacred heart and wisdom that was always you to start out with.
Lovely. Thank you for that, Danielle. And thank you for being a guest on the show. I truly appreciate you being here today with our audience. You've shared your gifts of wisdom and love and compassion and joy and your specific tools of how we can heal our lives, grow our lives, and become the best version of ourselves. Well, ourselves already the best version. We just have to remember it. That's it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ken. It was a pleasure to share with you and your audience today.
Thank you so much. And thank all of you for joining us today. If you appreciate this show and you love this show like, as much as I do, and so many of our guests do, please share it with your family and friends. And think about what was shared today. You know, we don't get wisdom by just listening to it. We have to apply it, right? You know that. And repetition is the way to success. Listen to it, apply it, expand it. Listen to it, apply it, allow it to expand you back into your true self. But until next time, remember to heal it. Just heal it, whatever it is.